16.
"We'll bring a system in 10 minutes,
Commander Raich of Mon Mothma announced.
"Prepare for imminent combat."
Wedge clasped his hands behind his back, didn't like the feel of it, and crossed his arms in front of him instead, staring into the nothing of hyperspace, wondering what would greet them when they decanted. "You fought at Bilbringi before, didn't you, sir?" Lieutenant Sell asked. "Against Thrawn?" Wedge gave her a tight grin with little real humor behind it.
"Are you a student of ancient history, Lieutenant?"
"No, sir. I was 10 during the blockade of Coruscant. I remember it very well."
"Well, yes, Lieutenant, I did fight here at Bilbringi as an X-Wing pilot. I don't think I ever got anywhere near Thrawn."
"No, sir, you divided Thrawn's fleet by attacking the shipyards, didn't you?" Wedge looked at her puzzled.
"Now you're just sucking up," he said. "Who would remember that?"
he asked. "They made a big deal of it on the vids," she said, a little abashed. "It was a great victory."
"It was nearly a terrible defeat," Wedge said. "We got decanted early by Imperial interdictors, too far from the shipyards. Thrawn wasn't even supposed to be there at all. We'd set it up 10 different ways to make it look like we were going to hit 10 green. But Thrawn was spooky that way, absolutely brilliant. If he hadn't been assassinated by his own bodyguard during the battle, there's no way we would have won."
"You sound as if you admired him, sir."
"Admired him? Sure I did. He was a different sort of enemy."
"Different from the Yuuzhan Vong, you mean, sir?"
"Different from the Vong, the Emperor, any other Grand Admiral. From anyone," Wedge replied.
Sell nodded as if she knew what he meant. "What do you suppose Thrawn would make of the Yuuzhan Vong, sir?"
"Ground Vong, probably, if he had a few examples of their art."
"Yes, sir," Sell said. She paused. "I've heard good things about Admiral Pelion." Wedge nodded briefly.
"He was here, too. Of course, he was with Thrawn, fighting for the Empire. I'll have to ask him how he remembers that whole thing once this is over." "It's like some weird reunion," he thought. "Posh was here then, as well. A starfighter pilot like me."
Now he was the general in charge of the flight group. Posh Kraken was the commander of Memory of Ithor, and Pelion was on their side.
"The best thing about Pelion was that he knew his limitations," Wedge said. "Don't get me wrong, he's a very good tactician and excellent at command. But when Thrawn died, he didn't kid himself that he could salvage the battle. That alone set him apart from most Imperial commanders, who more usually had inflated opinions of themselves. It's why we were able to beat them early on. The Vong are a little like that."
He said that last more to reassure the obviously nervous lieutenant than because it was the absolute truth. True, a lot of Yuuzhan Vong commanders fought on when they ought to retreat, but it was from a very different sensibility than what had motivated, say, Grand Moff Tarkin. A more dangerous sensibility.
"Yes, sir," the lieutenant said. "Let's just hope we don't get surprised at Bilbringi."
"Lieutenant," he said as the reversion alarm began belling, "I can promise you that if we are, I'm absolutely never coming to this system again."
But real space brought no surprises. They decanted exactly as planned, and in a few moments, tactical displays began explaining, in their mechanical way, the situation, which was also pretty much what they had expected. Below them, toward Bilbringi's primary, were what had once been the Bilbringi shipyards. Some of the shipyard structures were still there, though the Golan II battle stations that had guarded them were conspicuously absent. And in the asteroid belt near the shipyards, the Yuuzhan Vong had set up their own shipyards. Of course, the Yuuzhan Vong grew their ships, feeding them the raw materials of the asteroids. Finally, there was a sizable flotilla assembled. He counted 2 interdictor cruisers, made obvious by their spicular configuration, and 12 additional capital ships ranging in size from about half to nearly twice the size of Mon Mothma. His battle group was less than a third as large, but then again, he was less than a third of what was really in store for the Yuuzhan Vong at Bilbringi.
"Orders, General?"
Commander Raich asked.
"Start bringing us in," Wedge said. "Pelion and Creefey are under orders not to rendezvous here until we've assessed the situation and given the clear and pinpointed their most strategic positions. Let's do our job and make sure we don't lead them into a trap."
"Very good, sir."
The battle group began to move in.
"Sir," the officer at control informed him. "Message coming in from Memory of Ithor, for you, sir."
"Thank you, Lieutenant. I'll take it."
A moment later, Posh Kraken's voice came over the comm.
Well, General, Posh said, seems like old times.
Yes, I was just thinking that, too, Wedge replied. At least things are starting smoother this time.
You can say that again. Boy, they've really redecorated, haven't they?
Yep. Maybe I'll hire them to do my place on Chandrilla,
Wedge quipped.
Right, early Vong Deco. Whoops, looks like they're moving,
Posh said.
I'll let you get back to the general thing. Don't forget I'm back here, okay?
That's not likely. Good to have you on my wing, Posh.
Thanks, Wedge.
Wedge turned his attention back to the coming battle. The Yuuzhan Vong ships were in motion, all right, forming quickly into two groups. One was about the size of his own and included one of the interdictors. The other, more massive group, began moving away from the shipyards.
Steady,
he said.
They're still a long way away. Let's see if they do what I'm hoping. Ha!
The smaller battle group vanished from sight and screen.
Microjump, sir, Cell reported excitedly. They're behind us now.
Sure. They're putting us between the two interdictors so we can't leave. They've got all they need to crush us, and they know it.
He studied the chart.
So we'll have Pelion drop in here in Sector 6 and Crefe in 12.
He looked it over one more time. Was he missing anything?
Control, he ordered. Send those coordinates to the respective fleets.
He turned to the commander.
Battle stations, but no hurry. We'll engage the smaller fleet, try to make it look like we've bitten off more than we can chew, and are trying to take out the interdictor so we can run along home. Our reinforcements will be here long before the second group catches us. They won't be micro-jumping with those interdictors going.
The voice of control came back.
General, we seem to have a problem.
Yes?
We can't seem to contact either Beta or Gamma.
Can't seem to or can't?
Wedge asked.
Can't, sir.
Contact Central Control and have them relay the coordinates, then.
Sir, we can't reach Mon Cal, either, or any place else. It's like the entire comm network has gone down.
Wedge looked back at the shaping battle. If he didn't call the other commanders, they wouldn't show up. The battle plan was absolutely clear on that point. Better to lose one battle group to some unexpected Vong tactic or invention than three. Without the other two flotillas, this could get pretty nasty, and not for the Yuuzhan Vong.
Yes, Lieutenant, he murmured. I think I've just about had it with Bill Bringy.